Come be a part of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics with your host, Dr. Ed Holliday. Hear the voices of liberty speaking all across America. Doc Holliday provides thought-provoking interviews and commentary about the issues and actions that are afflicting this country and what we need to do to get America back on track. Get fired up. Get inspired. Get on board with Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics right now.
Welcome back, my friends. You've got Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. I'm your host, Ed Holliday. You're listening to us on webtalkradio.net. That's webtalkradio.net. And we are here finishing up the last week of January. Glad to have you with us. We know when we heard that rock cracking on the introduction, in some places it's like the ice cracking because it's been cold in parts across America. And for our global warming folks, I got a little something I want to talk about when we have our Uncaring and Unaffordable Act update coming up shortly. But we have got a show put together. I told you last week we were going to check back in with Marko Sukovic. And Marko is in college now. We talked to him last year when he was just about to start college. But he's part of a group of young people called Turning Point USA. And we are going to speak with him and see what's going on as they work to help make an awareness of their generation of this massive debt. So we got a good show. You want to know what's going on in the young people, with the young people, and politically which way is the wind blowing. So you don't want to miss our conversation with Marko Sukovic coming up soon. And before we do that, I do want to give you a Syria update with Senator John McCain and what he has to say about Syria. And I'm glad he says it. I don't agree with everything John McCain says or does, but by golly, he pegs this one, and you got to hear his update on Syria. But first, let me give you this update with Brian Brown. And if you don't remember, I told you we would try to catch up with Brian Brown, and I was at a meeting out in San Diego, and I told you that I would be going to California to meet with some conservatives and African-American conservatives especially. And Brian Brown was there from the National Organization for Marriage. Now, why is that important? Well, first off, I do believe that we need to make sure that a marriage between a man and a woman is protected. But going beyond that, the reason I had Brian Brown fill me in on an update is because that organization that he represents, and he's the president of the National Organization for Marriage, they were one of the organizations that were in front of the congressional investigators on the IRS. And their representative there told the congressional delegation that was hearing their concerns that there was a criminal act performed against their organization. And it has been. The criminal act is no one is supposed to get IRS private information, and yet it was leaked. It had to be leaked by somebody from the IRS. They wanted an investigation. Nothing would ever happen. So the National Organization of Marriage has sued the IRS to get the information, and I'm glad they have. And so I asked Brian how the lawsuit was going, and this is what Brian Brown told me. Got Brian Brown here. Brian, tell us about your lawsuit against the IRS.
Well, it involves the fact that the IRS released a number of our donor names on our 990, which is confidential. You give the IRS the names of your donors over $10,000, but they don't make them public. It's the same for every 501c3, c4 organization other than churches. But we found out about a year ago that someone had released that from the IRS, and it had the stamp, the internal stamp from the IRS. So there were hearings, senators, including Mitch McConnell, Orrin Hatch, Mike Lee, congressmen like Daryl Issa had hearings on this, and basically the IRS wouldn't give them any information. So we filed a lawsuit because it means that we were targeted. The information was given to an organization that supports same-sex marriage. They're the ones who made it public. The head of that organization sat on President Obama's reelection committee. So this is like Soviet-style political targeting. You know, we're going to hurt you. We're going to get your donors out there. And the reason it's harmful is because everyone knows after Proposition 8, so many donors that supported traditional marriage were targeted for intimidation by the other side. And so now we filed the lawsuit. I'm very confident we will end up winning that lawsuit. It's very rare to win a lawsuit against the U.S. government, but in this case, the government has already conceded that it did something wrong. So it's a question of getting to the bottom of who knew, when did they know, and how high up the chain of command did this go? Because it's just unacceptable in this country to target people's ability to speak freely and to associate. So that's what we're fighting for.
Well said, Brian Brown. And that's in Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics exclusive. You got it right here. You won't hear it anywhere else. But I had that Brian Brown direct message brought to you, my listeners, because it's important to know that the IRS, someone within the IRS, did a criminal act. And like Brian said, how high up the chain of command did it go? And the lawsuit will force the government to give some answers. And so we're going to keep following that. I'll keep you updated. And you better listen to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics, because nobody else is covering the story. But I got it right from Brian Brown. And a direct conversation, and now you got the information, and let's keep digging in and hoping that the government, the big Goliath, big government, can be brought to its knees by the truth. We've had enough lies, and speaking of lies, it reminds me of this administration, because how many lies can you have? And as I think of this administration, it reminds me of something I heard Senator John McCain say about Syria, and we have talked about how this administration's international policy, foreign policy, is in a mess, an absolute collapse of what America once was respected in this world. And Barack Obama has brought confusion, and our allies don't know which way we're going to move. They don't know if we're for them or against them or neutral. They don't know anything as the world descends into chaos in places like Syria. Let's just let Senator John McCain give you his feelings. And he sums them up pretty doggone good for Doc Holliday, too.
This turned into a tragedy of mammoth proportions. And if you don't care about Syria, my dear listeners, if you don't care about Syria, it's becoming a regional conflict. It spread to Lebanon. It spread to Turkey. It spread to Jordan. It is spreading throughout the region. And sooner or later, it will affect the United States of America. If you allow that place to become a base for Al-Qaeda, which already the Syria-Iraq border is. I've covered a lot of territory, but it's just, I have never seen anything like this in my life. I thought Jimmy Carter was bad, but he pales in comparison to this president, in my view.
Yeah, that was Senator John McCain summed it up. He thought Jimmy Carter was bad, but this president pales in comparison to the disaster Jimmy Carter was, who ushered in the age of Iran and terrorism that started, just hard to believe, what all started Jimmy Carter's abandonment of American principles of our foreign policy. We won't go into that right now, because we will move on to our interview with Marko Sukovic. Marko represents the young people around this country, and Turning Point USA is a very important organization. It's very young. It's a little bit over a year old, I believe, but they are trying to convince fellow classmates, people around the country in their age group, that this national debt that's growing is like a cancer, and it's going to affect their generation. And what they're saying is so true. So that's why I want to check back in with Marko Sukovic. And before we get Marko cranked up here, I heard the song, and I thought, wow, now this is what some young people ought to be thinking about, because they are up against the wind. Listen to what Bob Seger says, and then we're going to go right into our interview with Marko Sukovic.
Breaking all of the rules that we've been, I began to find myself searching myself seeking shelter against the wind.
Our guest on this week's show is Marko Sukovic, and he has been a guest before, you may remember, as he told us about an organization he's a part of, and that organization's name is what, Marko?
Well, that's Turning Point USA.
And if you want to know more about Turning Point USA, they do have a website, and how do you find that website, Marko?
It's on the internet. It's turningpointusa.net.
Great. Well, I want our listeners to know, because this is one group that I'm excited about, because it is young people, high school, college age, young people realizing the future is in doubt and it's very cloudy if we don't get our spending, this national debt, under control and get the debt down. So what are you doing now, Marko? What's going on that that gives you hope that we can do something about this debt?
Yeah. Well, let me say, Doc, it's great to be on your show again. I remember last time I was on, we had a pretty good conversation about, you know, the future of the next generation.
Right.
Today, on your show, I want to announce a couple things that Turning Point USA is doing.
Oh, good.
First of all, we're going to announce that we're going to be very active at CPAC, the Conservative Political Action Conference. If your listeners are going to be out there, please be sure to check out our actions out there. We're going to be staffing a lot of the events out there.
Well, that's great news. There. Yeah, I'm excited. It's one of the biggest conservative meetings of the whole year. And so all our listeners, if you're heading to CPAC, make sure you check out Turning Point USA. And you going to be there, Marko?
Oh, of course.
Great.
We're sending out a pretty large group there, and it's only through, you know, the support of people like your listeners and some of the networks that we've been able to reach out to. So it truly is fantastic. And I'm very happy about that.
Great. And I know that's coming up pretty soon, the CPAC event. And so what else you got going on, Marko?
Well, I'd also like to talk about just some of the flexibility that our youth group has over some of the other, not some of the other, but I also want to announce a speaking tour that we're going to be doing pretty soon. You first reached out to Turning Point as an organization that talked about the national debt and those issues, and those are going to be our primary issues.
Right.
But thanks to the flexibility that this group offers, we're also going to be doing a little bit of research into some of these other key issues for young people, especially the civil liberty type issues and those kinds of things. The consensus is liberalism and the stewardship that it's had over the past 6 years of the presidency has not been working for young people.
Well, that's what I saw something about that, and that does excite me. And where do you see some of the key issues that the young people can bring up that this White House is actually undermining?
Right. It's true. We can first thing, of course, we have to talk about issues on the internet privacy, internet security. And it seems to me that a lot of people have fallen into this paradigm between, you know, this security versus liberty kind of debate, and those that advocate for, you know, restrictions on our internet. You saw recently with the NSA scandals, you know, that they're wiretapping this huge metadata that they're collecting on us.
Right.
You know, and those are some of the issues that young people are actually concerned about. And I think that if there is a party that reaches out on those issues, it's going to be huge for them.
Well, that's what you bring that up. And we see in the past, in generations of the past, there's young people have come out and they've marched and it's demonstrated. But it's like, we don't see any resistance from the young people about what the government's doing, spying on them and getting data on everybody.
And, right, it's stuff from 1984.
Yeah,
right. It's ridiculous. And I think if you talk to any campaign managers today, you'll say, oh, you know, the youth are predictable in how they vote. You know that they always go for the left because it's easy. You know,
that's what it seems like.
I think there's an incredible opportunity for a real paradigm shift.
And so this speaking tour, you're announcing the speaking tour. Do you have places at this point where you're set to speak, or are you working on dates right now?
Well, we are based out of North Chicago, that area. So we're definitely working with contacts in those kind of areas out there. But we will be reaching out to some of our surrogates around the country, and hopefully that we can make some of them you know, available. You know, we have people out in, you know, the southern part of the United States. We have people in New England. It's truly fantastic how much we've been able to grow in really just the 1 year that we've been in existence.
Well, it's great to hear that you got that growth. What kind of, when you go on a campus and you present these ideas, and many of these campuses in our nation today are leftist places where the professors are very much part of the left. And they, you know, to me, it'd be fun to see someone challenge them, and knowing the left is in charge and they're the ones collecting all the data and ruining privacy.
Right. Well, how are these people having any credibility with the young people now? You know, and we also talked about issues. We talked about the NSA. It's really been unprecedented with this current administration how they've sought about to prosecute people, conducted anything against them. You know, like, remember with the Aaron Schwartz, one of the founders of Reddit, he was prosecuted to the point where he committed suicide in prison. It truly is something interesting to look at.
Well, I'm glad you brought that out, and some of our listeners may not realize who. Can you tell us a little bit about Reddit and what happened with the founder of Reddit? Do you know a little more about that story?
Yeah, I do.
Marco, let me step in right here before you go on and tell our listeners about the story. I do want you to tell them about the story of Reddit and what happened, but I do want to remind our listeners, you are listening to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You're listening to us right here on webtalkradio.net. That's webtalkradio.net. We're glad to have you listening today. And our guest is Marco Sukovic. And Marco is a member of Turning Point USA that works with young people, college age, high school age, across the country, helping people to better understand the national debt. And in just a minute, he's going to explain the story about one of the founding members of Reddit, a tech company, and what happened when the government put the pressure on him. So before we get to that, I do want to remind our listeners, you can go to my website. Just click on right on the front page, homepage there, and visit my website where you can order your own copy of Rock Splitting Politics. It's more than just a radio show. It's a book, too. So go there, order that copy. And let me remind everybody, we do have a new Facebook page up. And I can't get to all the stories during this show. So I do put things on during the week. We don't just flood it, but I want to make sure you get some news and updated news on Facebook. So go there and like it. And as you like the page, tell your friends about it. Let's build that up so we can have some interaction during the week. So now, I'm glad you're listening to us. We're going to get ready in February. Got some great things coming up. And one of the things I do want to make sure that you understand is you get news and items here and interviews just like with Marco that you won't get anywhere else. So keep listening to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. Don't forget, we got the Unaffordable Uncaring Act update coming up right after the interview with Marco. Marco, explain that story to us.
Reddit is like another social media platform that is very big with the young people nowadays. And Turning Point is it launched its Reddit a while ago. But really, it's an example of how innovative and how great, you know, this new generation is. These kinds of ideas. Now, Aaron Schwartz was one of the co-founders of that social media platform, and he had done some. There are internet databases out there that have articles, you know, research that have conducted, and he was accused of stealing some of these articles online, taking in some of this data. And there was a question that the Obama administration was faced with, you know, how are we going to deal with this guy who broke into this database? And they had a couple of choices. They could have prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law, or they could have, you know, this guy who was a real innovator, you know, they could have come up with some sort of, you know, still under accordance of the law, give him his due punishment for doing all these illegal activities, but not to the extent that would drive him. I believe he was facing over 30 years in prison. And it was truly unprecedented in that regard. So I mean, I think if young people were open to these kinds of ideas, they'd see how really I can't describe it other than just ridiculous. I think it's crazy.
Well, that's what I'm glad to hear your voice, other voices, Turning Point USA, and speaking out more than just the national debt, because it's your generation. It'll be your future. And if we are under the iron fist of the regulations and the iron fist of people who believe in socialism and verging on communism, it's going to kill the entrepreneur spirit that has made America great. And the message you're trying to get out, I believe, right?
Mm-hmm, that's correct. And it's important to know that this speaking tour is more research-oriented. We're trying to understand more of these issues. You know, these are just some of the things that we've come up with. We are still going, our primary issue, in fact, one of the ones that will be guiding our message will be issues of fiscal sanity. You know, of our debt is $17 trillion. It truly is a burden. And the hope is, a long-term goal is, that we reach out to some of the young people on these other issues, and we can also, at the same time, reach them with issues on fiscal conservatism and why it's important to keep your house in order in that way. So it's a thing you have to take all together, I think.
Well, and you're right. You put all that together. It's more than just fiscal sanity when you look at the civil liberties and what our government under the Obama administration is doing with privacy and the internet. What do you see? You know, we touched on those. Are there some more subjects as far as civil liberties concerned that you feel like you can touch on when you make the speaking tour?
Yeah, there are. I think there's some place for a discussion, a real discussion about transparency. Young people are very idealistic. Because I am myself. You know, I first got involved with, I was very interested in what Ron Paul had to say, actually, and I loved what he was, just very idealistic, this kind of person. But people also like people that are honest. Young people are very, very drawn to people that are genuine and those kinds of things. But what we've seen with the recent administration is due to incompetence or due to, I don't know, whatever word that they use to describe. You know, there's been a complete lack of transparency, and I think young people are very drawn against that.
Well, I'm glad you brought that out, because I know when this president came in, President Obama said he'd have the most transparent administration in the history of America.
What a statement to make,
yeah,
especially now.
And we've noticed he's told quite a few whoppers, and I guess that we stacked that up on a whopper deck of lies.
Yeah, I mean, it's if you gave a slip for each lie that this administration's come out with, it'd probably equal the Obamacare regulations that are going.
Yeah, stacking up thousands of pages.
Right, right.
Well, Marco, one of the things that I'd like to know, and you said how much your organization has been in existence just a little over a year, and it's grown so rapidly. But as far as organizing a speaking tour, so when you go do that, you not only speak, you said you'll be there listening. So are you going to college campuses? Where are you going on the speaking tour?
Yeah, of course. You know, one of the unique things about our organization is that a lot of our members are actually a part of these universities, and that's where we outreach. So they have a real grassroots connection to where we'll be able to speak. I'll be working a lot in, you know, Southern Wisconsin, northern Chicago area, working with, you know, such universities, Northwestern, Carthage College, those, you know, really from every level of education. I think it's very important. But also some of, you know, these spontaneous groups that for liberty and these kinds of things, it would be great to speak at, especially, but like other universities like U of I and those kinds of things.
Do you have any numbers that you can tell us about how many people you're reaching out to? Any way to detail numbers that you're getting your word and message out?
Well, yes. I think if Facebook's any indication of you know how young people are involved in what we do, we have over 14,000 likes, which is really unprecedented with how young we are. But I think it goes a lot beyond, you know, just, you know, a click on the internet that says that you like our organization. We have a solid group of right now we have probably over 200 committed people that are doing everything they can to make this organization fantastic. Not to mention the over 300 columnists that we currently have, and over 80 chapters. It truly is fantastic.
Yeah, opening up new chapters and that many columnists, that's helping getting the message out. So I hope you go full steam ahead and getting the message out. And this is a very important year, and it's a very important year for young people to realize that. What I've been telling my listeners, and we understand this could be the pivot year for America, and the young people helped put Obama in office in the two times he was elected, And if the young people want to get this nation turned around, they've got to get fired up and active in these midterm elections. And so as far as when you're out doing your speaking tour, do you encourage people to go vote their vote the values that will save their generation? Or
Right. Well, Turning Point USA is nonpartisan, but it doesn't mean that, you know, issues that are important to us are not manifested in certain candidates and those things like that. We can never endorse, you know, we don't plan on doing
anything
like that.
I understand.
Yeah,
you're nonpartisan, but you can just like the NAACP is nonpartisan, but they sure put out a lot of voters.
Yeah, right. I mean, I think there's definitely some value to educate. I mean, our primary focus is a social welfare, to educate people on these kinds of, on these issues, and I think it's very important. And for sure, we will definitely be doing something about, you know, getting people out to vote. That truly is a fantastic effort, I think.
Wish you success in all that. Anything else you want to cover before we have to close the interview, Marco?
I can only finish this with just saying, please, if you're interested in anything we're doing, follow us on Twitter. We're on Twitter. We're on Facebook. Our website is, again, turningpointusa.net. You know, we'd love to have your support. We'd love to have you guys follow up on what we're doing. It truly is, there's a lot of energy here, and I just want everybody to be a part of it.
Well, I'm excited to hear what you're doing, and we will keep up with you, Marco, and the speaking tour, and I hope that there's a lot of people will hear more and more about Turning Point USA and get involved, and people are listening to us right now. If you have teenagers in the home and high schoolers, college age, tell them about Turning Point USA, and so many people ask me, what can I do? Well, this is one of the things you can do. You can get involved with groups like Turning Point USA and make a difference for the future of our nation. Well, Marco, thank you for coming on, and like I said, we will stay in touch, and good luck in all you do.
For sure. I'd be happy to come again. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks, Marco. And that was Marco Sukovic, and a couple of great nuggets from that. It's number one, that Turning Point USA is growing, and it's across the country. Another great nugget that we got from Marco is the fact that they are starting a tour to go around to campuses and other places to get the story out about how the young people and their future is tied to this national debt. We got to get under control and get it knocked down. Now, saying all that, I do want to remind you we're about to have the Unaffordable and Uncaring Act update. And to get to that, let me play a song here from Jackson Brown, Running on Empty. Now, why would I play that song? You'll find out in just a minute. Now, I'm playing the Jackson Brown old song, Running on Empty, coming up to an Unaffordable, Uncaring Act update, because I want you to hear the story from KCBS Television out in California. Take a listen to this.
We appreciate your patience.
Beth Kramer says she's running out of options.
Your expected wait time is approximately 1 hour.
And out of time. The disabled mother of two says she's out of medication for an autoimmune disease, she's run out of antibiotics for a painful internal infection, and the health plan she's paid for through the Affordable Care Act keeps sending her to doctors who say they can't treat her because they won't take her insurance.
I'm out of medication. I'm sitting here with an infection that I'm out of antibiotics and symptoms are coming back. And I have no idea when I can go to a doctor or where.
Kramer signed up for health care under the Affordable Care Act through Covered California, the agency that is coordinating health care coverage between consumers and health insurance companies in California.
Now, that's just sad, but it's one story that's happening across America. We don't know all the stories yet, and I hate to hear them, but we've told you it's going to happen, that people are covered. Now they can't find doctors that will see them. And we've heard stories in places like Illinois where some doctors, before they will even see you, you have to sign up for your credit card and sign a document saying that if whatever the Obamacare, the Unaffordable Act, will not pay, then you have to agree that they can get money out of your bank account or charge your credit card. Things like this are happening. The stories are just beginning. You're hearing them here on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. And don't forget, these people are having to drive around to try to find doctors. So is that causing global warming? I believe so. We got people who are trying to find doctors. They go from one place to another, and one doctor can't see them. Another doctor's not taking Obamacare. And what happens? Well, we got more carbon dioxide going into the atmosphere. So now you've heard it first right here on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. Obamacare, the Unaffordable, Uncaring Act, is causing global warming. You heard it here. Yeah, be sure to tell your liberal friends, global warming is getting worse and worse because of the Unaffordable, Uncaring Act. And now, let me remind you to please go check out our Facebook page and check that out. Tell your friends and neighbors continuously about Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. And I'm telling you, I'm working on a show hopefully next week, maybe a couple weeks, but we are going to be talking about the very important Senate elections across the country. We got some things to let you know, and it's very important you stay right on top of what's going on right here on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. Glad you're with us. I can't wait. We're going to do it again next week. See you then.
Thanks for joining us today, and remember to listen again next week for another edition of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You can order Ed's new book, Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics, Tea Party versus the Status Quo, by clicking on the book cover right in front of you on the screen. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you again next week.